What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Velvet Sedge podcast. I am here with my buddy, Kristen Cavallari.
Hey.
I have to tell you this. Okay, your last name, do you know who called you Cavallari?
I think I didn't know that. And then I saw
for so many years.
Well, thank God for Very Cavallari.
That's what I was going to say. It helps me.
I've had so many people say that to me.
God, that's so pathetic.
Finally, people will get my name right.
Yeah, I feel like I've known you for 7-8 years.
Long time.
And I'm just learning how to pronounce your name.
Well, I don't even correct people anymore because I'm so used to people saying Cavallari, like, since I was 17 and Laguna Beach came out. So then I'm just like, oh, whatever. There's no point because so many people pronounce it that way. So I'm just going to let them have that.
Well, now we all know Very Cavallari.
Everyone knows now.
Okay, I'm so happy you're here. So I went on my Instagram and I asked people what they wanted to know. And I literally got so many questions that I was like, how many podcasts are we going to do?
I love that. I'm so happy.
Well, you just have so much going on. So you have a New York Times bestseller. You have a cookbook that's also a New York Times bestseller. Uncommon James, which is now jewelry, home goods.
Yep.
You're a wife.
Yes.
You're a mom.
Yes.
And now Very Cavallari.
I know.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. It's been a little crazy. I mean, you know, but between filming Very Cavallari and my cookbook coming out at the same time and opening a store here in Nashville, it was a lot at once. But now, you know, we're done filming the show. The store's open. It's up and running.
Right.
And I'm not on a book tour. So things right now are actually really great. I'm just focusing on Uncommon James, the business side of things.
Yeah.
So it's actually perfect.
How often are you actually in the store?
So, because we have the store and then there's the office component behind. And so I'm there a couple days a week. It just kind of depends on what's going on. But we're hiring a lot more people, so I've been there to kind of just, like, oversee everything and help train a little bit. So I'm there, you know, I'm there a decent amount.
So if you're interested in working for Uncommon James...
We're full. I can't hire any more girls.
Okay. Okay, so to start with the questions, I did get so many questions about how we met.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, which is always funny. People are like, how do you guys know each other?
It is kind of random if you don't know.
Yeah, well, because you didn't live here when we met. You were in L.A., and we met because...
No, I was in Chicago.
You were?
Jay and I were living in Chicago. Wait, no, you're right. I was in L.A.
Yeah, we've
known each other
a long
time. You're right, you're right.
Okay. So my... One of my ex-boyfriends played football with Jay at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
And so, did you and Jay, had y'all just started dating?
So Jay and I, no. So what happened is, Jay and I met August 29th.
Oh, wow. So specific.
I know. I don't even know why I remember that. Oh, I guess because it was the football season. And then we were together. We got engaged after 8 months. And then we broke up a couple months later. I broke up with him.
Yes.
And then I went to Greece.
I love that you're like, I broke up with him.
I broke up with him. Just let that be known.
Let's repeat that.
Yeah. I went to Greece. I did Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came out for the third episode of Dancing with the Stars, and that's when I got the boot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good luck charm.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Well, you want to know something funny?
What?
They that week were like, hey, you know, would you consider talking about your breakup with Jay and how emotional it's been and all this stuff? And I was like, no, I'm not going to talk about that.
And then I got to do with dancing.
Right. Well, it's like pulling on heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And I said no, and then I got kicked off that week.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
crazy?
A little political.
I know. So fine, whatever. It all worked out. Not mad at all.
And not bitter at
not, all. Not bitter at all. Chaz Bono beat me. It's fine.
Who?
Chaz Bono.
Wow.
Who is so sweet, by the way. Okay. But anyways, so.
What up, Chaz?
What's up? So then I went to Chicago, and we were basically just together all the time. Came to Nashville.
Yes.
For Halloween, I guess it was.
From what I remember, he was trying to convince you to move to Nashville at that point.
Yes.
Or like eventually, maybe, once football was done or in the off season.
So once he was done with football, our plan was to live in Nashville full time.
Yes.
That was always our plan. And so at the time, like right as we had gotten back together, so when we broke up, Jay actually bought our house that we're still in Nashville. And because he was really... really trying to do everything to get me back. So he bought the house, and I was like, what the hell did you do?
Oh, my God.
But came to Nashville. I mean, I loved Nashville so much. And so we got back together, and we had our house in Nashville. So then we ended up spending more time here. But when we met, it was Halloween weekend.
Yes.
And we all went out. We went to dinner. And then
I felt like it was like an instant love connection.
It totally was. We had so much fun that night.
It was so fun. We were like fast friends. It was like we had known each other for years.
I just remember like we went to dinner and then we went out and everything. And I had my shoes off at the end of the night. Yeah. I was like, you know that's a good
that
night.
That is
when
a good
your shoes, you're holding your shoes.
You wake up with black feet.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we had fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what would you say like between LA, Chicago, Nashville, what's the main thing you love about Nashville?
Or what's
the big difference?
Nashville has a very LA feel, actually. So there's that cool factor because of the country music scene, you know? And now Nashville has a ton of really cool, healthy spots. Like what I love so much about LA is the weather, but also like all the little juice bars and coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
And everywhere you go, you can get amazing, healthy food. So the more and more of those places are starting to pop up here, which is great. But Nashville, it's just, you have the best of both worlds. It's a, you know, you have everything that a big city offers, but it feels like a really small town. It's beautiful. The food's amazing. It's just a really great place to raise our family.
When you guys just bought a new house too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you're kind of going to live on a farm-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chickens, goats.
My mom is trying to convince me to get a mini horse.
Oh, those are so cute.
So cute.
Lisa Vanderpump has one.
Oh, God. Me and Lisa Vanderpump, honestly.
Besties.
Besties. They are cute. I mean, we'll see. We have 8 or 10 chickens right now, so.
Well, actually, let's talk about that, because when I went to before you got here, I, like, Googled you just because I like to see what's going on. The first thing that popped up was it said you were being accused of animal cruelty from that
so
Instagram.
Good.
I was dying.
My mom called me, and she's like, Kristen, she's like, Chicago is having the time with, I posted a picture holding one of my chickens.
Yeah.
And I said, pet today, dinner tomorrow. Just kidding, kind of.
I mean,
it was a fucking joke.
It is a joke.
I mean,
but also,
we may end up,
right.
Yeah, so in a few years, you know, we may kill it and eat it. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's a very humane way to do it.
100%.
Not a slaughterhouse.
You know how it was raised. You know, it wasn't pumped full of antibiotics.
Yep. Yes. And we take very good care of our chickens.
Yeah.
They're very loved. So, honestly, that's like one of those things where I knew that was going to piss off the vegans, and I just didn't care.
PETA came after you.
PETA. I just don't care, because I eat meat. I'm not going to stop eating meat. And I... You know, we take really good care of our chickens, and that's the life cycle. It is what it is. And so
it was the first article, and I'm like, this is what people are saying about her right
animal
now?
Animal abuse.
Right. Of all the other things you have going on, let's talk about your animal abuse.
Animal abuse.
Is that kind of how you deal with negative press, is you just can't care anymore?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, there are certain things will get to me a little bit more than others. That's one thing that's so ridiculous that I have to just laugh it off. I stopped reading my comments on Instagram. And honestly, yes, that has given me much more peace. I'm living a much happier life. And it wasn't even like people were saying really mean things. It was just when people think that they know what they're talking about and they actually have no idea, that just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to control myself. I would want to correct everyone.
It's hard.
Or like go after them.
Yes, it's really hard. So just for my own sanity, I stopped reading my comments. And it's been very beneficial for me.
The other thing with that is, like, if you go off on one negative comment, you're kind of disregarding all the positive stuff that's happening and all the other people who are saying nice stuff. So,
and also, a couple years ago, we went on vacation and I posted a picture of my boys and Jay. And people were saying how skinny they were. And I wrote back to someone. And because I wrote back, that then became a story.
Oh,
and it turned into something bigger. And so I was like, this is stupid. Like, me fueling the fire makes it, you know, just makes it bigger. It makes it something. Where, like, if someone just writes something mean, Us Weekly or whoever can't write an article about that. Like, no.
Right.
But if I respond and make it
then
something,
it's a story.
Then they can. Yeah.
So with all of, like, the social media and all these comments, like, what would make you want to go back to reality TV and open up your life again like that?
Great question, Kel. So, honestly, I mean, just to be completely transparent, I'm doing the show because it's a good business decision for me.
Yeah.
It's good for Uncommon James. And, you know, I just feel like so much time has passed between The Hills and Very Cavallari that I'm older, I'm wiser, I have an executive producer credit this time. So I have this...
Thank God for that EP credit.
Oh, I mean, it's come in handy a few times.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've got a few things out. Sorry, guys. But I just have this security blanket. And so And I just, going into it, I know that I can say no to things. And I know, like, you know, and my biggest concern going into it was, you know, it was different doing Laguna Beach in the Hills when it was just me. And but now yeah. I have three little kids and I have a husband who my actions could affect. So that was my biggest concern. But Jay and I, because Jay is on it a little bit. Well, I guess he's on it more than he wants to be.
He's on it a lot.
He's a main character.
Jay's coming in and stealing the show.
He really is. He really is. So we just talked about what we were willing to put out there. And obviously, we kept a lot private. I mean, you just have to have those discussions. And, you know, we put parameters on where we could and couldn't film within the house and just...
And, like, the kids aren't on it.
Kids are not on it. They would be around and they would watch the monitors. But, yeah they won't be on it because we just want to keep them kids.
So tell us, what is the show actually about?
So the show is really about my life in Nashville.
Yeah.
And opening up my store. It's, you know, I have all my employees on it. So it's every area of my life. So it's me as a friend, which is where you come in.
Yeah.
It's me as a wife and then me as a businesswoman. So it's every area of my life.
When the trailer came out, can I tell you how many messages I got? Are we finally going to know about your dating life?
Oh my God.
Because you say to me in the trailer, if
oh, yeah.
he is the one, you can't have sex with him. And then I say, what if he's not the one?
Right, you never talk about your dating life.
I never talk about it. And I'm single and I'm out dating. But yeah, I don't really put it out there. But
well,
now
I guess, well.
It's out there now.
And it's a good storyline. It's a good one.
It is definitely interesting.
It is.
I mean, it's really putting it out there. Yeah, but it is. So it's fun for us because I think you and I, like, have this relationship where all we do is laugh.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's fun to bring that in. And then you're shown in this business world because it's a business.
Because this is a business. I say this is a business, I think, 1,000 times on every episode.
I think we should start a drinking game.
100%.
Every time Kristen says, I'm running a business, this is a business.
This is a company. Yeah. You can just throw that in there,
guys,
too.
Guys, this is a business. Yes, company.
I'm running a business.
Take a shot, everybody.
People are going to be wasted.
A lot of people wanted to know how, because you openly talk about how The Hills was fake.
Yes.
So a lot of people wanted to know more about that. Like, was Laguna Beach fake? Kind of, or what do you mean fake? Like, were they literally feeding you lines?
So every reality show that I've done, so Very Cavallari is my third. God, that's so sad. Reality star.
Truly.
There's elements of truth to all of them, and then there are some manufactured things. Some way more than others.
Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, I think Very Cavallari was pretty real. I mean, everything was based on real stuff. With every show, no matter what, you have to go and do what's called pickup scenes. And those are scenes where when they're laying the episodes together, they realize they need something because it doesn't transition well or whatever. So you have to go and fill in some gaps. So in that sense, okay, yeah, you're pretending like it's a couple months ago, but it's based on real stuff.
All of our storylines were real.
All of them were real.
Yeah.
So Very Cavallari is the first show that I can get behind and say, this is 100% me. I can really, I can just really get behind it. Where Laguna Beach was more, you know, producers coming into our world and putting us in situations we normally wouldn't have been in. Which
like
is
what? Like throwing you guys parties?
Parties, hanging out with people that I normally never in a million years would have hung out with.
Really?
Yeah. Forcing my boyfriend at the time.
Who was your boyfriend,
Steven? Steven, to go hang out with Lauren, which he wouldn't have done. Like, he wouldn't have just gone up to her house and, like, hang out.
So you and Lauren were not friends?
We were never friends. Never.
Oh, like, so even before the show happened and they put you guys in a scenario.
Which just escalated it. And when they obviously had my boyfriend going and hanging out with Lauren, I was 17. I'd get upset about that now. But, like, at 17, all I knew how to do was put up a wall and get angry. I didn't know how to be like, hey, Steven, can we talk about this? This
is really... Can we sit down and have an adult conversation?
Yeah. Like, I just became a bitch.
The bitch is back.
The bitch is back. So that was more... And because we didn't know at the time, you know, Laguna Beach was one of the first reality shows. So I didn't know what I was filming. I didn't know what it was going to turn into or what it was. So that was all very new for me. And again, put me in uncomfortable situations. And then The Hills, I knew exactly who they wanted me to be.
Right.
So I said, listen, I'm game. Let's do this.
So you signed up to go in and kind of cause some trouble.
100%. And I had a lot of fun with it because I had my show life and then I had a completely separate life outside of filming.
That seems more like acting almost, even.
100%.
Yeah.
So for example, There was one time Brody was on it, and he was dating Jade. And on the show, we made it seem like they broke up, and like Brody and I were dating, and then Jade and I saw each other at a club and got in a fight. All of that was fake.
Oh my
Brody
God.
Brody and Jade were together the entire time.
Really?
I never dated Brody on the Hills in real life. I dated Brody when I was 18, but I did not date him for real on the Hills. He literally had a girlfriend God. The entire time.
That's the first time I knew that story.
Yeah, so all of that stuff was fake.
Wow, heard it here first, people.
There you go.
On the VE podcast.
Only for you, Bill.
Wait, do you still talk to any of them? I know you said you talked to Brody like not that long ago, right?
Yeah, we tried to get Brody to do Very Cavallari.
Oh my God, next season, Brody.
Yeah, he'll do it. He was totally down. We wanted to get him to film when I was in LA, and he was out of town the entire time.
Damn.
So you guys watch it. We'll get a season two, and Brody will be on it. Steven, I got an email from Steven last night.
What? Yeah. What did he say? Read it to us.
So, I'm just kidding. I'm like, oh, okay. No, it's actually, it's me and a bunch of people. He's wanting us to help promote something that he's doing. Look, good old Steven Clutty.
Oh, my God.
So I talked to them. I talked to Audrina. I talked to Heidi all the time.
Yeah.
Stephanie, I have kept in touch with. I haven't talked to her in a minute, but we definitely keep in touch. And both Alex's from Laguna Beach, who are both about to have another baby. So
do I look like Alex? Because somebody told me that we've posted pictures before and they thought I was Alex.
Really?
Yes.
I'm gonna pull one up right now.
Are we just brunette and that's the same?
Well, she's way lighter though.
You mean hair.
Her hair is way lighter. I guess I could see it a little bit, but
I think it was when we posted that New Year's Eve post, people kept tagging me and being like, is this Alex?
Really?
I'm like, who the fuck is Alex?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She posted a picture today. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. But that's funny. I wouldn't say so, but I guess I could see it a little bit.
Do you still talk to Elsie?
I've never talked to Lauren. Like, we just, here's Alex. Lauren and I were never friends, so, here, let me, that's Alex.
Okay, we look nothing
like. No. No. No, I mean, again, if I saw Lauren, I would give her a hug, we'd say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, not enemies.
No, of course not. But no, I mean, her and I never talked, so I love when people are like, do you talk to Lauren? It's like, no, but I never did, so
We're not gonna keep going now.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of, like, after the Hills, Lauren, like, hit hard with her brand, and you kind of took some time off.
What after was, the Hills?
Yeah,
because I met Jay.
Oh, is
so
that what
I
was?
Met Jay a month after we wrapped the Hills.
Okay.
And I was so sick of LA. I was so sick of the lifestyle. And I was in love. And I just wanted to do nothing. Because at the time, I was like, I'm just going to move to Chicago. And who gives a shit about my career?
Yeah.
I was just like, I'll get married and whatever. And then I had a shoe line.
Okay.
Which sort of, like, kept me in it a little bit. But, yeah, and then I had a lot of babies.
Right. How did you and Jay even meet? Go to that.
So, when I was filming The Hills, I got a phone call from my publicist. And he said, Jay Cutler wants to fly to Chicago and take you on a date. And I was like, who the hell is Jay Cutler? Do you know the story, don't you?
I think so. Well, because I've actually heard Jay's version of the story, and it's different. Yeah. You guys tell different versions of this story.
Where'd you get Jay in here? So I Googled him, and I was like, whatever. No, I don't want a boyfriend, especially that's in Chicago. So
right.
A year passed. I completely forgot about it, because I didn't know who he was. So it, like, didn't register with me. And I was visiting my mom in Chicago, going to a Bears game and with my cousin. And my mom brought it up, and she's like, you know, didn't Jay Cutler ask you out? And my cousin was like, you're such an idiot. Jay's the man. You have to go out with him. So I got his family passes to meet him after the game, thinking that it was going to, like, make my cousin's life, and, like, I would never talk to him again.
Yeah.
And he walked in, and he was way cuter in person. He was really sweet, and he drove us to our car, and then we hung out two nights later. And then the next morning, he was like, you promised you'd come back next weekend. And I was like, oh, all right.
So when Jay tells the story, he leaves out the first part about him emailing your publicist.
Because he just says
that you guys met.
Yeah.
And
him. That wasn't out of thin air.
Yeah.
Although he says that a teammate's publicist that reached out to my publicist. So, but, like, obviously he was talking about me at some point. It wasn't, like, just a random.
Yeah.
Let's just email Kristen Cavallari's publicist and see what happens. And then I had other people. I had, like, Ken Baker, who worked for E.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, yeah, he worked for Us Weekly at the time. Like, I remember he emailed me and was like, hey, Jay Cutler wants to take you out. And I was like, what the fuck is with this Jay Cutler guy?
So he was going hard.
But I don't think it was, like, him pushing people.
He just mentioned it, maybe.
Yes, and then everyone was like, oh, I can, you know, I'll make it happen. So,
yeah. Oh, my God. Well, how many years later? 5 years?
So 5 years of marriage on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's our 5-year anniversary, but we've been together for almost 8.
Dang, 8 years later.
Yeah, that 7-year itch. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Oh my God, watch
Mary Cavallari. I'm honestly joking. Yeah, watch Mary Cavallari.
Okay, let's talk about fashion.
Okay.
Because fashion is obviously a huge part of your life. You do that E pre-show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have your own fashion line.
Yeah.
It's
a fashion brand.
I mean, it's a fashion brand. It's a business.
It's a business.
Take a shot. did you ever think that that's where your life would take you? Did you always want to do that?
You know, it's interesting because I always just really wanted a shoe line. Like, shoes for me were the biggest thing. And so I remember when I was 18, so after Laguna Beach, I had this shoe inspiration binder. I still have it, actually. Then I started working with Chinese Laundry. It's been almost 6 years. And that was really fun for me, you know. And I've loved having my shoe line. But I'm working with a well-established company. And while I have final say, I almost kind of don't. Because I'm fighting with a team of people over there on what I can and can't do.
So do they use your name for that? But you're a part of that whole process.
I'm a part of the whole process. Okay. So I send them my inspiration ideas, what I want to do. And then from there, they kind of like mock things up, send them back to me. I tweak them. We get samples. But I run into situations where, like, I don't see samples with enough time where I can go and really change things how I want to, which drives me nuts because there are things I would want to change. But anyways, so I decided to launch my own company, jewelry, Uncommon James, and just because I feel like accessories can really make or break your outfit. And
so true.
Yeah, I just love accessories. So I launched my own company just over a year ago, and it's been the best decision I've ever made. It has been incredibly challenging, but so rewarding and just so much fun because I have no one to answer to but myself. I have complete creative freedom. It's the first time in my entire life I've had that, and it's been amazing.
How did you, a lot of people ask, like, where do you get your inspiration from? And, like, what I love about Uncommon James is you have all these, like, really simple pieces that you can kind of stack together. You can wear with multiple pieces. You can wear with anything.
Yeah.
How did you land on kind of where you wanted the brand to go?
Well, that was the whole point. I just wanted an effortless collection. I wanted it to be easy because the modern woman doesn't have 15 minutes to try on different necklaces every day and this and that.
Right.
It's like, we need stuff quick. We need to just throw stuff on. We need it to take us from day to night and just be easy. So I wanted a whole line that you could mix and match with what you already have within each collection and that you don't have to think about. You can literally just throw it on. Throw on one piece. Throw on five pieces. It's going to work.
Yeah. So what's the process, though, with the design for this? Because instead of having this team of people that creates the design, you're kind of...
It's just me.
Yeah. Like, you've told me about waking up in the middle of the night. Remember those triangles?
I got those.
You did?
Yes, I want you to see them.
Oh my God,
I should have brought
them.
Literally, I will wake up and I'm like, fuck, I have to write this down, otherwise I'm going to forget or draw it out or whatever. But so it's just me. So I deal directly with my manufacturer. So when I get samples made... I'll do a couple of things. I'll either draw it out, and I'm not good at drawing, so I have to do every little measurement. Or I will take a photo of another piece of jewelry and mark on it and decide what I want to change.
Like where you want to change it. Okay.
Yeah, or like what I want to do. And then like with color, like whatever it is. I'm pulling inspiration from fashion magazines, from Pinterest, from Instagram, stuff that I see. So I'm constantly pulling stuff together. And my process is getting like 40 or 50 samples made at one time. And then from there, kind of putting a collection together based on trends or just like what works or what I like at the moment too. I'm not sitting here like, okay, well, I'm doing this circle necklace and then I have to do a circle ring and a circle ear. Like, I actually don't care about an entire collection being cohesive in that sense, just because I feel like everything is so simple and dainty that no matter if it's a triangle or a circle or whatever the hell it is, it's going to work together.
Right. Yeah. You said you pull from like Pinterest. Who are your fashion icons or like people that you look up to as far as fashion goes?
Kate Moss will always.
Oh,
her street
yes.
style is just
so good.
It's the best.
She's
Sienna
so
Miller.
Cool.
She's so fucking cool. I can swear on this, right?
Yeah. Say as much as you want.
I think I've said the F-bomb like 5 times already and I'm just now asking. It's a business.
What if it charged me every time? I'm like broke by the end of this podcast.
Yeah. losing money on our podcast.
Please, do you know me? I don't know how many times
I mean, Becca. I figured, you know. I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, Sienna Miller, I love her style too. I love both, actually, her red carpet style. And then Rosie Huntington.
Yeah.
I just, like, she's just so beautiful and her style. So...
So you look to these people, kind of see what they're doing a lot of times. Or
I have gotten inspiration for jewelry from some of these women, yeah.
If you had, this was a question one of my followers asked, what are some staples that you think every woman should have in their closet?
God, a great leather jacket that will never go out of style. You will always wear that. Obviously a good pair of jeans, but you probably want something more interesting. I'm so basic. I really, like, for me, like, t-shirts and, you know, that kind of stuff, I don't think you should really splurge on.
Yeah.
I think you should put your money on jackets and, and you know, like, a great blazer. I have this white blazer that I love. That's something, too, that you can wear forever. I think, like, a good black jumper that could take you from day to night.
That's a good idea, yeah.
That will never go out of style. You need a great black heel, of course, a great booty. You need your go-to necklace. Like, I love...
What's your go-to necklace?
So, I have on right now. It's called Ready to Mingle. It's just this simple, super dainty gold choker. And you can wear it with everything. I wore it to the water park this morning with my kids. I mean, I'll wear it to dinner. Like, you can dress this thing up or down.
I literally wear it every day, too. Yeah,
it's the best.
Oh, my gosh, because you can leave it on all the time. Like, I went to the beach, left it on. It looked so cute with my bathing suit.
Yep.
But then when I'm wearing, like, my vintage tees or anything like that, it's perfect.
Goes with everything.
Because it's so simple, too. Yeah. That's what we were saying about all your stuff. Yeah. So, Ready to Mingle.
Ready to Mingle.
It just got back in stock.
Thank God.
Y'all. Okay, so a lot of questions about your beauty routines.
Okay,
you do have amazing skin.
I have a zit on my forehead right now, but...
She does. That's honestly the first time...
It's drying up, though, you guys.
I've never seen you with zits. What happened?
I don't know. I'll tell you what happened, actually.
Tell us.
I finally caved and got La Mer, the fucking moisturizer, and that is way too thick for my skin. It made me break out. And Beegs, one of our other really good friends, warned me, but I went through with it anyways. But I do use that.
And now you have a zit.
Now I have a fucking zit in the middle of my forehead. But but I do use the eye cream, and I like the eye cream.
That's just expensive. Oh my God, it's so insane.
So think how mad I am after I bought the face cream when I can't even use it.
Sell it on eBay.
I saw it on the black market. One bottle in Uncommon James. Who wants to come in and buy it?
And it's open and partially
used by me.
After your great advertisement that it gave you zits, I'm not thinking that's going
to
go over.
I'm going to go to my mom. She'll love it.
Okay, so other than that, though, don't you feel, or I wonder this, because you do eat a really clean diet.
Yeah.
Do you think that affects your skin a lot?
I think it does. I drink a ton of water. I always have my Hydro Flask with me, which I do
think
really
helps. Can you tell
people
what that is? Because I don't think...
Oh, a Hydro Flask? Oh, yeah. This thing? This little thing. This monster of a water bottle.
Where's my phone?
With my zit and everything. That's so mean. I've not a stitch of makeup on.
You guys will have to just imagine in your head.
Picture me with no makeup and a zit in the middle of my forehead.
I'm holding up a water
my
bottle.
White Hydro Flask water bottle. This thing is everywhere with me.
It really is. I've seen you with it. You travel with it.
I don't travel with it. I guess I should. But they did say to me, filming Very Cavallari, like, put the Hydro Flask down because it's in every scene.
What's so great about this water bottle?
Really nothing. I mean, it could be any water bottle.
To talk about
no,
this?
I wish. I wish. And I have it in every scene on Very Cavallari. I better get sponsored. No, I mean, it's just white. It's just simple. It's stainless steel, you know? It's,
Which is better than drinking out of plastic. I sip on my smart water.
Yeah. Bad for the environment, too, Kel. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna go kill some animals over here.
I gotta just do one thing at a time. I just moved to natural deodorant. It's a lot. Like, I agree.
It is the deodorant.
Trying to change my life, but I can't do everything at once.
I feel you. But, anyways, so yes, I do think diet helps a lot. And I'm just gonna tell you guys straight up. I am as natural as it comes.
Yeah.
You know, except for I use a low dose of Retin-A and it changed my skin.
Yeah.
I would love to sit here and say I don't use any chemicals on my face, but I, little low dose of Retin-A fucking game changer. And because I used to always have zits. Always.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Always had zits. And
see, my problem with retin-A is it dries me out so much. Yeah. They say you can build up, though.
Yeah, and you're supposed to. When you start, you're supposed to do, like, 2 times a week or something and then, like, slowly work up.
It takes
but
so
it's not
long.
For everybody.
Yeah.
I get, like, my T-zone gets really oily, so.
Right.
It's good for me. And then peptide gel, really good. Vitamin C serum. What else do I do? I told you my La Mer eye cream.
You get facials a lot.
So my girl, Carrie Hayes, is in Nashville.
Right.
I've been going to her for years, but I used to only see her once or twice a year. And then when we moved here a year ago, full time, I was going like every 6 weeks. Yeah. I just put the brakes on a little bit because I honestly, facials are one thing. I'm like, do you really need them that often? I don't think you do. So I'm going to start going probably like every 3 months.
Just to clean out your pores, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then what else? I do, like, I have the, I think it's Clarins, like, all of their purifying mask that I do. There's one called Circuit, spelled with an S, which is a hydrating one for the winter, which is really great. And I actually, when I first moved to Chicago, I went and got a facial. I don't get a lot of facials, but it sounds like I do. and she told me, because I was breaking out at the time, she said, if your skin's dehydrated, you'll break out. She's like, some people like associate just dry skin with no breakouts. But so she gave me this
interesting
this mask, and it's like kind of cooling. It feels like a menthol on your face, which is really nice.
I always assume that if my skin is oily is when I'm gonna break out.
Not necessarily.
Learn something new.
There you go.
And you don't do Botox or fillers.
No, I haven't done anything.
That's crazy because you're on camera all the time.
Yeah, well, and now when I see pictures, I'm like, I can just, I'm getting older. I don't care. I'm 31. But
I told you you should get some Botox.
You literally told me I should go. Kelly, my good friend, told me I needed Botox.
Okay, in my defense, you asked me.
I did.
And I tell you the truth.
So fucked up.
You were like, do you think I need Botox? And I was like, you could use a little in your forehead.
Oh, God. Those people are so mean to me.
I also love Botox. Like, it was a game changer for me. I have 5 years on you, though.
Yeah,
I'm older than you.
Yeah.
So when I got it, I was feeling just like I look so tired all the time. I just wanted to look like myself. Like, I don't want to look different, but.
Right. No, and some people look too Botoxed out.
Yeah.
I like when you don't look at someone and you're like, oh, they 100% are getting shit in their face.
Right.
Because they probably are, but.
Right. I don't want to look like I get it. I just want to look natural. I get the smallest dose I can.
Yeah. Your face still moves.
Yeah.
so you've got that going for you.
That's a good start.
So that's good. And you know, it's one of those things where it's like, who knows in 5 years or whatever if I'll get it. I would love to sit here and say that I never will. And I kind of do feel like I never will. But, you know, we'll just have to see. I'm into, like, all of the, like, electrocurrent machines that you can, like, hook up to your face. Like, Zip has one, you know, and it's working out your facial muscles, which to me makes a lot of sense.
It totally does.
Your face is a muscle, so you want to get it. Get it working out.
What does that look like? What do you do?
It's like this little white thing, and you just like move it along your face.
Oh.
Who knows?
I have this thing called New Face. I wonder if it's like
it's
that.
Similar.
Yeah.
It's really similar.
For me, I loved that, and I actually could see a difference like when I was using it consistently, but it's like such a...
You have to do it, though.
You have to do it every day, and it takes... I know this sounds stupid, but it probably takes 10 minutes,
but
which... Like, if you're traveling or any of that stuff, it's such a pain in the ass.
Such a pain in the ass.
Ugh.
I know. So
the things we do.
I have like the light stem, like the red collagen boosting light.
Yeah.
When I got it, I use that motherfucker every day, and I haven't touched it in probably 8 months.
See? Because you wore out.
Yeah, it's too
but
much.
But when you use it, it definitely works.
I think it does. I know.
Jeez. Okay, so with all of the stuff you have going on, this is something I pretty much ask everyone because I feel like I'm pulled in 10 million different directions right now and I suck at balance.
Yeah.
So, like, talk me through, is there anything that you've learned along the way? Because I feel like you've been able to manage multiple things for a really long period of time. What are some tips for that? Or what have you learned?
Well, I mean, it changes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, balance, I think, for each person changes all the time. But you just have to figure out what's important to you. Like, so for me, you know, every morning I'm with my kids. And I have a nanny Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And so I look at those hours of, like, that's when I'm going to work out. That's when I'm going to get my work done. Go into the office. Do whatever I need to do. And so the mornings before Kaylin, my nanny, comes, I'm with my kids. I'm making them breakfast. We're hanging out. And then every day at 5 o'clock, my phone is down. I'm with my kids. We eat dinner together every night as a family. And then I try really hard not to look at emails or do anything until my kids are in bed at like 7:15, 7:30. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just know that for me right now, and then every weekend I'm just with my kids too.
I was going to say, you're really good about that. Like, you don't work on the weekends.
I don't. And with the show, with Very Cavalier, I said, I'm not filming weekends. And we don't have any help with our kids on the weekends. That's really our time to be with our kids. And like, we go to the farmer's market and we go to breakfast and like, we just, that's our time. And so I have found that that's a really good balance for me between family and work. Mm-hmm. We have talked about this. The thing that's lacking for me is girlfriend time.
Yeah.
We have dinner on the books. Yeah. A couple weeks. But, like, that's the one area of my life that I could probably improve on.
Yeah.
And it just kind of is what it is. I don't probably have enough fun. I mean, but just for where I'm at right now. And the thing, too, is, like, once you have kids – like, you know, waking up at 6:30 every morning, that rolls around really quickly. When you're at dinner and you're having a couple drinks, it's like, fuck, man, I got to get home and go to bed because I'm starting to get anxiety about waking up with my kids. So
totally.
I think between work and having kids, that's just killed my fun.
Well, because you know you have to get up and function the next day. Like, and you have to be on your A game.
Yeah.
Especially with three kids. Like, you said you do have help.
Yeah.
Some people ask that. But you're still very hands-on.
Like, I am.
I've witnessed it.
Yeah, I am. And that's the thing is, even if I'm at home and I have a, you know, my nanny is there, my kids just want to be with me.
Totally.
And so, like, I have an office at home, but if I'm in there, I probably have Sailor sitting on my lap while I'm doing stuff, or Jackson's, or whatever it is, you know, my kids want to be with me. And so, it's easier for me to get work done when I go into the office.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just is what it is. I think balance is, it's hard. It's really hard.
How do you and Jay find time? Do you just...
We don't. That's the thing. He's the last man on the totem pole. Him and even Bardo, behind me. My Yorkie.
Poor
They're
Bardo.
Down there at the bottom. Poor Bardo. No, but we're trying to make an effort to go to dinner, just the two of us more. And you know what? At night, after the kids are in bed, we've been watching Narcos after we went to Tulum.
Oh, my God. We just got back from Tulum, and they redid one of Pablo Escobar's houses into this hotel, and it was insane.
It was so cool.
So you hadn't watched the show before that?
So we watched, like, two episodes, but then we gave up on it.
Are you super in now?
I'm so in.
It's
after
so good.
After being in it, it just totally sparked my interest.
Yeah.
So, yes, so we have two more episodes of that. So, like, that's what we'll do is we'll watch a show together or whatever. Yeah. Or just even being in bed, just talking about, like, what's going on. But, no, like, tomorrow's our 5-year anniversary because it's the CMA Awards. We can't find a babysitter.
Oh,
so we're just like,
God.
But it's fine. We're going to go to a concert in a couple weeks and we'll celebrate. And, so.
How do you keep the spark alive after so many years?
I know. It's really hard. Well, we've always had in our favor that we both traveled. I mean, I still travel, too. So I just think that really helps. Being able, you know, I have to go to LA Sunday to Wednesday.
Okay.
And so that in itself just helps. Being able to be away for a few days and miss him and miss the family, too. And miss, like, our little unit, you know.
That's true. You're not together all the time. So you really value it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that, although he's home now all day, every day. So there's that.
You're like, get a job.
Yeah, football's done and now he's around. But we just bought a new house that we're remodeling. So he's the property manager on that, as he calls himself.
On his own
house. Overseeing, his own house. But it's keeping him busy, so hey, whatever.
I'm sure if Jay had an Instagram, keeps him busy too.
Yeah.
Posing for all. So Kristen started a Instagram. Jay is like very anti-social media.
Yeah.
So Kristen recently started one called If Jay Had an Instagram, which is so funny. She documents Jay and his natural habitats.
I have a good gem that I took this morning.
Yeah, that one's going to be good to go. You guys should follow, though, for real. It's really funny.
It's funny. It's me running it. Once in a blue moon, he'll send me some content, you know?
He's way more into it than he lets
on. He totally is.
And I think he loves it secretly.
If I post something, he'll be like, let me see it. But
does he help you with captions?
If I can't come up with something, he will help me with a caption. He actually, one of our German shepherds ran away, I don't know, a week or two ago.
Yeah.
He was like, can you get me on my Instagram? And I'm going to post. So he actually made a post about Bane running away.
God.
I know. And then I deleted it when we found him. The only post that Jay made has been deleted.
Oh, my God. He's like, can you get me on? He doesn't even know how to get
me on my Instagram. Like, what do I get?
That's amazing.
Get me on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, if nothing else, like, I know that you and I are laughing about it.
No, I know. It's, like, so much. It brings me so much joy. Every
time
I post,
he's a lot of followers.
Yeah. When he passes me, it's really going to piss me off.
Well, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I'm still leading. I'm still beating
him. You're doing well.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, everyone can watch The Interaction with Jay on Very Cavallari. It comes out July 8th.
10, 9 central. Only on E! Oh,
wow. We have a professional here. I'm also going to be on it talking about my love life. Kristen gives me a lot of advice.
Can we do another podcast after episode 4, please?
Oh, we're going to need to do a recap. Okay, oh, after you. Episode 4. Okay. Oh, my God.
I gotta tell you guys some shit.
There's so much. It's going to be so interesting what they edit out or, like, what makes it.
So I've seen the first 4, and it is. It's really interesting to see what makes it. Or, like, filming something, and then, because obviously the show's an hour, but, you know, let's say a scene that we film for 45 minutes, let's say, gets edited down to a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And it's like, oh, God, this is what made it? It kind of drives
like,
me crazy.
Remember this, all this stuff? Or, like, I don't know. I'm just so curious what people's reaction's going to be.
I know.
Just because if you're in it, how do you look at it objectively? You can't.
It's really hard.
I think the people are going to like it.
I hope so.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're going to be so wasted because you said business
so many times. They'll think that they love it because they're going to be so drunk.
Yeah, because you're running a business.
I'm running a business. Don't forget it.
Casey, thank you so much for being here. You guys, as always, I'll do a blog on velvetsedge.com. I'm going to link to her water bottle that she's drinking out of.
And Let me get paid first, though.
Okay, maybe I won't then. We'll see.
I'll swipe up.
Yeah, she'll swipe up on her own. And then we'll put all the beauty products she mentioned and fashion brands and all that kind of stuff. Don't forget to shop on Uncommon James. What is it? Uncommonjames.com?
Sure is.
Sure is. What's the one we love? Ready to Mingle.
Ready to Mingle.
It's seriously my favorite.
All of them, though, really.
Yeah, get whichever one you like, but I love that one so much. Okay, well, thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
This was so fun.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye.